Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Mets and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mukie Wilson. Batting second. The shortstop, Ron Gardenhire. Batting third. The left fielder, George Foster. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Mike Jorgensen. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Hubie Brooks. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bruce Bochy. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Brian Giles. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Scott Holman. Pitching for the New York Mets, Scott Holman. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ryne Sandberg. Batting second. The center fielder, Mel Hall. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Keith Moreland. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jay Johnstone. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Pat Tabler. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Junior Kennedy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Butch Benton. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Randy Martz. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Randy Martz. And now, play ball. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson strikes out. One out. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hall. Gardenhire reaches second base with a double. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a fly ball into right field. Johnstone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gardenhire moves to third. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gardenhire scores. It's 1-0, Mets. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen hits a line drive into right field. Johnstone picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Johnstone. Kingman goes all the way around to score. Jorgensen moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Mets. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardenhire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Giles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kingman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Buckner for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Mets. Scott Holman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kennedy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hall. Wilson reaches second base with a double. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Gardenhire hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wilson scores. Gardenhire moves to second. It's 4-0, Mets. Mike Proley now pitching. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-1 in the game. Foster hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gardenhire scores. It's 5-0, Mets. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kingman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardenhire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Junior Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardenhire misplays the ball. That's an error on Gardenhire. Tabler moves to second. Butch Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tabler scores. Kennedy moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 5-1, Mets. Scott Thompson pinch hits for Mike Proley. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Holman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 1. The Mets will come to bat. Randy Stein now pitching. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jorgensen hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0-for-1 in the game. Brooks takes first base on ball 4. Bruce Bakke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bakke is 0-for-1 in the game. Bakke hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ryan Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0-for-1 in the game. Sandberg takes first base on ball 4. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sandberg moves to third. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-1 in the game. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardenhire scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Sandberg scores. Two outs. It's 5-2, Mets. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0-for-1 in the game. Moreland takes first base on ball 4. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. John Stone strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 2. The Mets will come to bat. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Giles strikes out. One out. Scott Holman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holman is 0-for-1 in the game. Holman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0-for-1 in the game. Tabler hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Kingman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Junior Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardenhire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Butch Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Benton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Holman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 2. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Gardenhire hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gardenhire. The throw from Benton and he is safe. Gardenhire steals second. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Foster hits a fly ball into right field. John Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gardenhire moves to third. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kennedy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jorgensen is walked intentionally. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Brooks takes first base on ball 4. Jorgensen moves to second. Bruce Bakke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bakke is 0-for-2 in the game. Bakke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kennedy fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Henderson pinch hits for Randy Stein. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a fly ball into right field. Jorgensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Holman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hall is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 2. The Mets will come to bat. Dick Tidrow now pitching. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Giles hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Benton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Holman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holman is 0-for-2 in the game. Holman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Wilson hits a fly ball into left field. Moreland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Gardenhire hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kennedy fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-2 in the game. Buckner hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Moreland hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Giles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnstone hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Giles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 2. The Mets will come to bat. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Foster strikes out. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kingman takes first base on ball 4. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jorgensen hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Benton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Brooks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0-for-2 in the game. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Holman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Junior Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-2 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Butch Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Benton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardenhire fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bump Wills pinch hits for Dick Tidrow. Bump Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Giles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 2. The Mets will come to bat. Guillermo Hernandez now pitching. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy is 0-for-3 in the game. Bochy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Giles hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Scott Holman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Holman strikes out. Two outs. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardenhire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kingman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hall for the out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-3 in the game. Buckner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Moreland hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buckner moves to second. Carlos Diaz now pitching. Jerry Morales pinch hits for Jay Johnstone. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales takes first base on ball 4. Buckner moves to third. Moreland moves to second. Doug Sisk now pitching. Leon Durham pinch hits for Pat Tabler. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Giles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 2. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry Morales now playing right field. Scott Fletcher now playing shortstop. Junior Kennedy now playing third base. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Gardenhire hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hernandez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Foster hits a fly ball into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kingman takes first base on ball 4. Mike Howard pinch runs for Dave Kingman. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Howard. The throw from Benton and he is safe. Howard steals second. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jorgensen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen now playing first base. Mike Howard now playing right field. Junior Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardenhire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Butch Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Benton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Woods pinch hits for Guillermo Hernandez. Gary Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 5, and Chicago Cubs, 2. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.